boats is that you're stuck on the friggin' boat playing two gigs a day, 6 days a week. You don't choose who you bunk with. You're in a very, very small room. I'm telling you, the room is like this size.
Yeah,
you got two bunks.
Okay.
So you fart, everybody knows. They better not serve
and
beans.
The whole ship will probably know that you farted.
Yeah,
the
whole hallway is like
town. It's like
and the issue is like for two gigs a day, even though they house you technically and feed you, you come away with $3,000 at the end of a month.
Well, $3,000 a month? I heard it was like $1,000 a month or something like that.
$3,000 a month.
Really?
But it's not clear. You have to pay taxes, you have to...
That much? I didn't know it was that much. I thought it was like $1,000, I heard.
No.
$3,000's a bit more, because that's not bad. Because that would be...
Oh, really?
But in Canada, you're paying close to $1,005 in taxes.
Okay.
You're taxed like 42%
right, yeah,
of your income because you're offshore.
Okay, ouch, okay.
So it's not based on your total income, it's based on a very selective part because you're not in Canada at that time. So you've got your base 37% plus whatever because you're offshore, because you're considered in a different country. So the issue is, for 6 days a week, where you have to rehearse in between your shows, you have to learn new shit, you have to cater to people who are drunk and constantly asking you stuff. Meanwhile, they're shelling out $6,000 to be on this boat, and they're treating staff like nothing. Really? I don't know. There's 3,500 staff on a boat, plus 5,000 guests.
So,
and you have to sign for a minimum of 7 months. 7 months times 6 days a week times blah, blah, blah. And whenever there's official stuff, when the captain requests you, you don't have a choice. You don't get paid more. You have to play weddings. You have to pay funerals and whatever else.
Okay.
Really?
So,
I don't think so.
Now, with the resort...
They're not good conditions, really. Some people do it because they...
So if okay, so during a resort though, would you ship your instruments? You just rent something locally? Like how would the, we? You know, because that
depends.
Would be.
All depends where you're going. Cuba, you won't be able to play. You have to go to Jamaica because in Cuba you need like a master's degree to be able to play in a hotel.
Okay.
And everybody's the same, so they'll give the locals money before they
That's fine.
And we wouldn't want to play for their pay.
So Jamaica sounds good. No, I'm serious.
Jamaica, Mexico, Honduras, and Guatemala, of all friggin' weird places. Yeah, Belize.
So basically...
So we find that an eco resort is even more fun.
Yeah. So basically, for that, so they, you know, they'd feed us.
So usually they'll have some minimal backline. If not, you know, we take a guitar. We take.
Yeah, okay.
We just.
So basically, it would be a vacation of ours, but we could offset the cost of the resort, and.
You get an all-inclusive for a week.
Food and
so
covered. That's pretty good.
The idea is you have to fly. Would you do it?
I knew, because you know what?
Just to pay, like, I mean, to fly. What if you're housed and fed?
Because, on those resorts.
Only for your ticket to go?
Yeah, on the resorts, I would definitely make it worth it. Because
you're getting the sunshine,
yeah,
and you're getting, you know.
Well, you're getting the experience, too.
And, yeah. And, of course,
so
tourists are also.
We pulled the Americana songbook, and we just go.
Yeah.
Okay. Actually, that's a workation, so...
We have, like, 1 year to figure this out, because it's going to be next spring, right?
Okay.
Well, no use going in the summer, because we're going to close. I can't tolerate that kind of heat.
Basically, I went, like, February or something?
Yeah.
Okay, because that would be just, you know, winter's kind of at its peak. And then we go.
Yeah.
Okay.
February, March.
Okay.
I don't know. Target.
Good target. Start learning to read again in that time.
Yeah.
I've got to
keep doing, start to do?
Well, if we're intent on doing it, I know this great guitarist in Toronto, and that's what he does. He flies over there, plays for a week, comes back.
Does he do it like how you're suggesting? He gets paid for those. He just goes there and flies, pays his own way.
Flies, gets housed and fed for free because he's playing every night for an hour and a half.
Yeah. Does that cover that?
That's my idea of, I mean, a vacation for me.
Because getting to play would be
an hour and a half. Hour and a half every night. And then when people really get into it, if we want to play some more, we just do.
Can we have tip hats? Tip hats? Or is that, no, like...
I've never seen it.
Okay,
no, because it's an all-inclusive. People don't go around with dollars.
Yeah, no, Cuba was always... but that's
different. We're not in Cuba, I'm telling you. In Cuba, there is no effing way we can get work.
Okay, Jamaica's... I like Jamaica, sorry. Any of them. Okay, whatever, it doesn't matter.
So they're really strict. They require people to have a master's degree. So there's so many awesome musicians there.
Yeah.
They
pulled off a Michael Jackson Thriller, but the whole, and the dancers too, right? So, you know.
No, I mean, they're going to pay their own, of course, because they're communists, that's their thing, that's the way they work it.
Yeah.
If I go to Cuba, I'm getting, I don't know, a facelift or something.
Yeah.
Their surgeons are the best in the world. They have a cure for cancer.
What?
They have a cure for 6 types of cancer. That's because the doctors over there are paid the same as the secretaries. But they pay for your education all the way through.
Nice.
And you know, Cuba has been actually educating doctors from Chile, Brazil, and a lot of those places in the Southern Hemisphere that don't have the means, so they will take those students and they will school them for 5 years, and they become full-fledged doctors, and then they go back into all of those remote areas and they service the remote areas. So they will do that for free.
Wow, that's awesome.
Cuba is another space in time. So the idea is it was the greatest place to go vacation, it was the cheapest place to go vacation until the U.S. dollar started rising, and then now it's not. So Jamaica, Haiti, many of its places, like all of the friggin' islands.
I would, Jamaica playing like, oh my god. But that would be like, I'd really have to know how to play reggae.
How much is it? Are you looking at 3 hours of material to learn? Or the coming year?
Yeah, maybe 3.
So that way we can have something every night different?
And then we just change up the sets. So we do sets of 45 minutes.
Yeah.
So we have 4 of those. Right? We have 4 sets of 45. So depending on the crowd we've got. If they're all blue haired, we know we're going to pull out the oldies, you know? And if they're younger, well, we're gonna want to do rock and roll.
30 songs, maybe 50 songs, just to be on the safe side. 50 songs.
I mean, that's easy, right?
Hmm.
I wouldn't learn any Bieber.
Oh, no.
But that's a good way to go with the nerd.
Yeah, pull out the Jimmy Buffett and the whatever.
Okay, so can you guys play? You want to roll some of those out? I don't know.
What do you mean, roll something?
Do you know how to? I don't know how to play Margaritaville, actually.
You've never even heard probably Margaritaville.
I haven't even heard Margaritaville. Yeah.
Unbeknownst to most people, that's probably one of the most profitable songs.
You're absolutely right.
Because he built an entire industry around it, right?
Yeah.
Built a whole vibe, whole image, whole branding.
That's true. That's right. You were saying about that. Yeah.
He's like
Margaritaville.
Yeah.
He still gets called to do Super Bowl and everything with that song. Just crazy about it.
Margaret,
are so many different we can pull out from the, you know, the Simon
Thank you.
It sounded better than what I could do.
Simple, that's how I remember. Yeah.
Okay, well.
Yeah, it's very simple.
Very simple. Yeah. It's kind of like, it's like the dude. It's like the dude that, what was that film?
The movie, The Big Lebowski.
The Big Lebowski. It's like the dude.
You know what
like,
else?
Like, Margaritaville is like the dude idea. It's like.
Really?
The guy showing up to work in flip-flops.
Really? Oh, man, I love
shirts.
That.
That's the idea. Yeah, yeah, like
shirt. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
People buy into it. That's, people buy into that.
Listen, man. How's it going to do a good job, Bridget? That
would be awesome. We could be doing some of the. We could have one set that's all themes from old TV shows, like The Love Boat,
yeah,
and
sure.
You know, we could have like that theme so that we can get the, or the Hawaiian Five-O.
Is that not like Baby Boomer Crowd that that's what you're shooting at, right? That's the people
they're
that
the
go
ones
on
that
those.
Have money.
Yeah, so
have a CD.
For that kind of.
But that would be, so that would be a workation, get some, and that would actually be kind of cool, because it would be experience, and, so we'd get, no, it's a good, because you're right, we get people who would appreciate that music, we can actually put it, like, really, maybe not too rocking, but, you know.
But, you know, it's got to be lively enough that people will get up and dance, and even the older ones will enjoy it, you know, and, so what, we start with two sets. We're there for a week, but you know.
Yeah.
Well, we start with four sets.
And we also learn songs over there too, right?
We can.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, what do we have to do in the afternoon?
What do you guys know? Okay. No, is that true out there, or is that?
That'd be great.
That's